This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny answering your calls when you call. We have the great Ravati producing the program today. We're raring to go. Big Iron will be here before we knew it. Can't wait. The Big Iron Farm Show, largest farm show in the upper Midwest, and we're going to be there broadcasting live all 3 days. So if you're coming in, find us. We'll be at the Titan Outlet booth. The folks that have guaranteed iron at outlet prices. In fact, I'm going to be doing the show from the cab of a great 2008 Case IH Steiger quad track with 485 horsepower in it. We're going to add some real horsepower to the program at Big Iron, by golly. We're going to do that because that's a great deal. We have a special for our listeners at Big Iron. On that baby, 16-speed power shift, collar, shuttle, shift, and tow cable, outfitted with four remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, big 520-85 R46 tires on bar axles with differential lock, cab has that luxury leather interior, and auto-steer-ready ground radar, man alive. TitanOutletStore.com if you can't wait to get more information about that. Also brought to you by Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. All Season Motorsports, we don't want everyone's business, just yours. Thunder Seed, first in the field. Piper's Auction and Realty, a full-service auction and land management company at Big Iron. We'll be there the 13th, and that's day one. Goes for 3 big days, so should be a lot of fun. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to spend a little time getting to the bottom of the latest developments at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe protest, which is an unlawful protest as designated by North Dakota law enforcement. Unlawful because it currently resides, this encampment, on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land, which there is no permit to be on. This weekend, the illegality went to the next level when a mob of people, described as a riot, by our next guest, ambushed and assaulted the protesters on private land. Broke down a fence, went onto private land, and accosted union workers and security forces there as well. So I know a lot of you are frustrated by this. I'm frustrated by it, too. For one, I reminded myself over the weekend that there is a restraining order right now that is a federal restraining order that the company has won in court that is not being enforced by the federal government at all. They're absent completely from this. So this is left to state officials to try and bring some law and order to this thing. So, boy, there's a lot of political correctness running around, too, because don't you dare call this anything but a peaceful protest or you're somehow racist or insensitive. That's ridiculous. I don't see color in any of this. I see lawful and unlawful is what I see. And I don't know what else to call 300 people crashing a fence intending to stop construction of a lawful project than a mob. That's not a peaceful protest, folks. So anyway, I want to get to the bottom of this. Many of you are asking questions, and I'm right there with you. We're joined now by the sheriff of Morton County, Kyle Kirkmeyer. Sheriff Kirkmeyer, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. So what happened this weekend? A lot of folks thought, Labor Day, maybe things would quiet down a little bit, but anything but. On Saturday afternoon, you had quite a situation. Tell us what happened.
Well, we were informed that the DAPL pipeline folks were working in the area. We received a 911 call from individuals that they were basically being rushed, and that there was a group of protesters that were that broke down the fence and were coming onto the private land.
And there then was an encounter with not only the people working but also the security forces there. video started showing up on social media immediately, and all kinds of commentary suggesting that dogs were turned on the protesters, and that you know, the bad guys here were the security forces. Who are the who are the lawbreakers in your view here?
Well, it's the protesters. You know, it's an unlawful. If you know, if they're going to protest, they need to do it lawful, which this was not the case. They tore down a private property's owner's fence, went into a private right-of-way that the company has the right to be there, and they entered into it and basically surrounded the private security people who were hired by DAPL. This was no law enforcement personnel was there. This was the private security people were hired by DAPL and also had their security dogs for their security. So it just, this didn't happen by the fence also. This was like a half a mile or more into the land where the biggest confrontation happened.
So, I mean, problem one is breaking down the fence and going on to land they're not authorized to be on, private property. That's a violation of law right there, right?
Correct.
And how about the encounter with the company workforce and also the security forces there? More unlawful activity there?
Well, right now, this is, you know, this whole incident is under investigation. Both on what happened on the protester side and what happened with the security people. So, you know, it's ongoing. So there's information we're not releasing because it's an ongoing information until we get or ongoing investigation until we get some of this information figured out. So, the other thing is we're asking, you know, anybody who, has any information about this, or videos that show some of the altercations and what happened, the whole thing, not just part of it, to either call the sheriff's office at 701-667-3405, and we're trying to we're going to set up an email address to the sheriff's office that's going to be Morton Sheriff's Department at MortonND.org. So if anybody has any information regarding this or other occurrences, that's the way to contact us.
Were there law enforcement present for any of these altercations or any of the, you know, the actions onto the land?
No, not at that time. The first that we knew about this was we're notified it was from a 911 call from the security people. Then at that point, law enforcement did respond to the scene, and we made sure that had overwatch of it to make sure that it other things didn't get out of hand, and that the security people were then by the time law enforcement got down there, security people were out of the area, and so we're just trying to make sure that the situation didn't get any worse than what it was.
One of the narratives that was told over the weekend was that this was a provocative action on the part of the company, that, you know, they had, you know, leapfrogged, you know, a particular area to go into this area because of some recent filings over some historic preservation concerns of tribal artifacts, of burial ground, and that they were doing this to provoke action. What do you say to that allegation?
Well, it was yesterday or over the weekend. We just had some other meetings on it, and you know, I'm unaware of at this point that there was any you know, tribal or sacred sites in that location. But what everybody's got to realize is it's more like a civil issue between the protesters and the pipeline people. Law enforcement is there just to make sure that the law is followed, and from everything that we understand at this point, you know, this whole process needs to go through the court. It needs to run its course through the judicial system and come out to that end. Law enforcement doesn't sit here and make up the rules either for the, you know, for the protesters to be able to do this, which is, it's illegal, or for DAPL, which is a private security company, to continue their work. You know, we're here just to make sure that this doesn't, that it maintains, you know, peace, and we've been talking about this the whole time, but all these other acts are unlawful, plain and simple.
And what you know about the situation this weekend, this unlawful act of these protesters breaking down the fence and going on and encountering these folks, includes some more disturbing, you know, allegations, but it's from the security officer's firsthand reports, right? I mean, the reports from security officer about knives being pulled on them or seeing other protesters with large knives, that's from the security officers themselves of the protesters?
Correct. That is all information that was obtained from the security personnel. And, you know, we're still looking for, on the other side, there has been no reports from the protesters or, you know, who was bitten by a dog and, you know, all of that stuff we're still trying to figure out, but there is not much information coming from the protester side of it, other than what's on social media, which doesn't show the whole story.
No, it certainly doesn't. Found that out rather quickly over the weekend as well. You were led to believe it was one set of events through some video, and then you found another video that was unedited and quickly saw there was another story. So there's a whole lot of propaganda here. We'll finish with Sheriff Kirkmeyer after the break. Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer with us on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And we continue on What's On Your Mind. We're chatting with Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer about the protest that continues down at the encampment near the Dakota Access Pipeline construction site. It is not on Standing Rock property, although some of the media reports would suggest that it is not. It is actually on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property, and there is no permit to be on that property, so that is illegal. This weekend, the protest moved from that particular site over to private property, where construction was beginning and a fence was broke down and went on. Here's a call with a comment for you, Sheriff. Go ahead and let's roll that.
Get the National Guard out there, arrest every one of them, and tell people that if you come here and you don't have legitimate business on this site, you will be arrested on the spot. Quit messing around with these people. They are doing this protest to get all this attention, and we're just standing by and nobody's doing nothing about it. It's an illegal protest. Get in there, arrest these people, take care of the situation. I don't understand why it wasn't done the very first day. But they're just letting this get completely out of control. Come on, Dalrymple. You're the governor of the state. What are you going to do?
This is a sentiment we're hearing more and more, Sheriff, from folks. And I'll start with this first part. That is National Guard involvement. Should there be, in your view, additional resources for keeping the peace from the National Guard?
Well, at some point, I guess so. It's possible. Right now, we're just waiting we want to maintain everything is what's going on. But we can't. There comes a point where we can't let this get out of hand.
And do you agree with the concern he's voicing, as others have as well, that, you know, just doing what they're doing right now is illegal? Obviously, this weekend, dangerous situation that could have been worse. Same thing the previous week with the situation where you had members of the protesters tying themselves to equipment, and that got very close to being out of hand. I mean, just them being there is illegal. There's a restraining order against stopping this stuff, so there's all kinds of illegal activity. Is it time just to arrest people for what they're already doing that's illegal before they do more things that are illegal?
Yes. I mean, it comes to the point where, manpower is an issue, and we're trying to get those that situation, explored as we get into this. But that's the biggest problem. But, you know, I think really we got to there's got to be a call to Chairman Archambault to condemn the violence of these protest activities. You know, Chairman Archambault, I think, must disavow any illegal activity or any unlawful activity and use all his authority to make sure that this stays peaceful on there. He has a big responsibility here by calling this in and bringing the people. We understand the First Amendment rights and the right to protest and all that is great, but we got to make sure that it's done lawfully. And it needs to go through the courts in the proper way. But Chairman Archambault has a big part on this, and it would be nice if he would come to the table and speak up on it.
He's busy blaming us in the media, specifically yours truly and the radio stations we're on for this, which I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think that is absolutely the way to calmness and the silence is very telling, without question. I saw a Facebook post on, there's a lot of different social media sites on this, but one Facebook post where a number of the protesters were going back and forth on things that could be done. And a fellow by the name of Joseph Nolan says a 25-pound bag of sugar will disable the largest bulldozer. True fact. You'll need bolt cutters to remove the locks on the fuel caps and replacement locks so they don't notice until it's too late. And wear gloves to avoid leaving fingerprints. Is this common? I mean, do you see all kinds of other things where they're plotting additional illegal activity on social media?
Yes, we have all kinds of different information that has been passed along to us on different things, and information that has been there is just so much out there right now, and a lot of it is just social media driven. There's a lot of people that are out there don't understand the facts what's going on here. You know, I understand the situation with the tribal lands and the sacred sites and all of, but this is on private property, and it has to be through the court system. This cannot be continued to progress as it has.
Rudy in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Rudy. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for the sheriff.
Yeah, I was just wondering why, when these arrests are made, why these people are left out right away. Why aren't they held in a detention center someplace and awaiting this trial? Why leave them out? Chairman Archambault was arrested, and he's back on the streets. I'm sure the rest are all, too. Why is this always arrest them and let them go? What's the purpose?
Well, the reason for that is because of the charges that they have, like disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, those natures all have a bond schedule on, and they are Class B misdemeanors. Until it gets to a felony charge, then there is no bond, and they have to see a judge before being released. But those other charges are all bondable offenses through the court.
All righty. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Is it disappointing, though? I noticed one of the protesters arrested last week at the site where they were chaining themselves to equipment received a 29-day suspended sentence. I would imagine if you're, you know, got your officers and deputies in harm's way, and then you see that, that has to be a little disappointing.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, it is. There's a lot of, you know, this is a very complex situation. As we get into this, with everything that's going on, you know, with the courts on the side of the protesters, on the side of DAPL, you know, what everybody can do and can't do. But all the biggest thing is that, you know, they can protest, you can have your voice heard, but it has to be done lawful. And it's coming, you know, and it's to the point where that has not maintained lawful during several different incidences as the last couple of weeks.
How will this end, in your view? How do you see this ending?
Well, you know, right now I'm not sure. We got to, the biggest thing is to get to the court date, which this needs to go through in Friday, and have the federal judge make the decision whether DAPL has to hold up on their construction work, or if they get the go-ahead to do it. At that point, you know, it's into the court, and it's out of the law enforcement hands, to where people got to be able to do the right thing at that point. And that is, either the protest needs to stop if DAPL gets if the injunction is upheld, or if it isn't, they need to go back to work and do what they legally can.
Sure. Appreciate your work and the work of all the law enforcement. We're going to talk, too, with the chief of staff from the North Dakota Highway Patrol a little bit about all the law enforcement resources necessary to manage the situation, but I know it's no small operation, and we are certainly keeping you in our thoughts and prayers through this challenging time. All the best to you, and thanks for the update today.
Hey, thank you.
All right, a lot of calls wanting to weigh in, too, and John in Valley City, Galen in Bismarck, Leanne in Fort Rice, Fred in Wing. We're going to get to you along with our next guest, Major Brandon Solberg from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. There is a war on coal in this country, folks, a regulatory war to shut it down, which would mean what? The cost of everything goes up because if the cost of electricity goes up, guess what? The cost of everything goes up. That's how it works. Costs more to make a car. And when you buy a car, it costs you more. Just common sense, right? It costs more to make a loaf of bread, then a loaf of bread's going to cost you more. Which is why you ought to care. Plus, the reliability of the grid, very important as well. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website to find out more about power you can depend on, find out what you'll pay, how you can take action, the latest news, and the facts on it. Check it out. You'll enjoy it. Well, we're waiting for our next guest. Let me get Galen and Bismarck in here. Hey, Galen, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's just on beyond belief what is going on there, especially what happened on Saturday, breaking the fence and traveling a great distance over there, and then on the social media and even on late-night talk show last night, making it look like how bad the protesters have it and how they're sending the dogs on them, and I couldn't believe it. But for me, my main point today is that the taxpayers of North Dakota should not be forced to pay the bill for these protesters because they're protesting illegally. I'm for people who protest, but if you do it illegally, you're no longer a protester, you're a lawbreaker. And if they're on that land illegally, they should all be arrested and all made to pay the entire cost that's putting on the back of the North Dakota taxpayer.
I've heard the similar comments from others, and I don't disagree. I've likened it to when Donald Trump visited Bismarck. A very large bill was sent from the city of Bismarck for security, police forces, to the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who hosted that event. And I believe it was darn near six figures, if it wasn't more. It was a lot of money. And because they invited him in, they were the cause. Well, it's the same thing here, right?
Exactly.
No, I couldn't agree with you anymore, Galen. I appreciate the call, and there's a lot of money involved. We're joined next by the superintendent of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Colonel Mike Gerhart, is with us on What's on Your Mind. Colonel, thanks for taking the time today. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing okay. It's been a busy couple weeks.
It has indeed. How is this taxing the Highway Patrol and other law enforcement, in your view?
Well, you know, it's a big challenge because there's every day we're faced with different issues down south of Mandan. But I would offer that the law enforcement community in the state they come together to meet the challenge to keep people safe. Sheriff Kirkmeyer is doing an excellent job, and there's, you know, agencies from across the state, county, city, and to include the state that are supporting him in this challenge.
So what kind of day-to-day management would law enforcement and the different resources go into this right now?
Well, our focus is making sure that the public remains safe. One of the big challenges we have is just traffic issues on 1806 with protesters on the highway. And we've had issues on Highway 6 as well, and trying to maintain the peace and make those arrests when possible. So we're staffing a traffic control point. We're staffing an emergency operations center. And every time there's a protest, we have to gear up resources to make sure that things are safe. And many of those times, you know, it's I think that I appreciate your coverage up to this point. These protests have been unlawful, and they're even though that some are peaceful, they're still unlawful. And over the weekend, they turned violent.
Yes, and that's going to happen, right? It's one of the reasons that I've been devoting a lot of airtime to this, because I see this. I hear from folks in law enforcement. I see people that have firsthand knowledge of what's going on down there with credibility explain their concern about this, and, you know, that's what happens, right? I mean, you have thousands of people who are in from all over the country participating in an unlawful protest, and the temperature keeps getting turned up, and all of a sudden bad things happen. So that's sort of to be expected, sadly, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of tension, and I think that, you know, in fairness to this discussion, there's people that are protesting that want it to be peaceful. However, there is others that don't, what occurred Saturday afternoon is an indication of where there's the potential for violence. When there's an altercation between private security and protesters that happens on private property, where they unlawfully trespass and there's an altercation, it can create a bad situation. I guess we're thankful that nobody was seriously hurt, and we want to remain peaceful, and we've taken an oath from the law enforcement to ensure everybody's safe, to include those protesters. But for it to be peaceful and safe, I think the key is for everybody to obey the law.
Here's something I'm a little bit confused about. There is a federal order, a restraining order, that the company has sought and received in federal court. And that is the company wins a restraining order to say you can't stop us from constructing this and you can't interfere from what we're doing. But I don't see any presence of a federal enforcement of that. And I'm hearing that there are actually comments to the opposite, where the restraining order is not being enforced and people are being told not to enforce it at the federal level. I mean, do you have signals of the feds or the Corps or the U.S. Marshals providing any kind of assistance whatsoever for the efforts there?
We're working in partnership with local federal agencies, FBI and U.S. Marshals. However, their staffing is limited, and I know that the BIA has increased their staffing in the area of Cannonball. But overall, from law enforcement, it is stretching us thin, whether it's city, county, or state.
And, I mean, are you hearing what I'm hearing, that the federal resources are purposely being held back?
I haven't heard that it's purposeful. I guess, and I could speak for the sheriff, but we would appreciate any help that they can provide.
Because it is a federal restraining order here in the core land that the encampment is on. Is federal land. So, I mean, they do have a. They do have a part to play here as well. What would you like to see happen? What message would you send to all the players involved here?
Well, we want it to be peaceful. We want the resolution to be peaceful. I think it's important that everybody remains safe, protesters, pipeline workers, law enforcement. Our law enforcement have done an outstanding job with their professionalism displayed, and that's not always conveyed, I guess, accurately, but it has been. They've done an excellent job, and I guess when it comes to, we just want it to remain peaceful and safe and lawful.
Yeah, and is the tribe doing enough to contribute to that? Earlier, Sheriff Kirkmeyer had said that he really wanted more from Chairman Archambault to, you know, speak out to to condemn the kind of things that happened this weekend, for instance, and to call on this to remain peaceful. I mean, would you agree with that?
I would think that I'd let your listeners make that decision. You know, being safe and peaceful is a choice. It's a choice to whether you want to trespass on land and vandalize equipment. The people could choose to be peaceful and lawful as well.
You know, we had a call a moment ago that said, what's this costing and who's paying? So just from the standpoint of the Highway Patrol, what would you guesstimate is the cost of having to provide, you know, what you're doing in the way of protection to keep the peace at this situation?
I don't have a number on that. In fact, you know, Major Solberg was going to fill in for me today, and he's the guy with the checkbook. But I know that we put a lot of resources into this to ensure that we're able to support Morton County, but I don't have a number. I just know that we've put a lot of hours in.
And when you do that, when those hours go in, they have to come out of somewhere else. I mean, are you able? Do you dial back patrol somewhere else, or do you just go to overtime mode, or how do you handle everything else you have to do?
We've dialed back in some areas. We've offered overtime in other areas to supplement our staffing. It's challenging because we're stretched thin, but we've got a great crew. Our troopers are more than willing to do the job, and they've displayed a level of professionalism that makes me very proud.
I can't wrap my mind around how this ends, given what some people are doing here and spoiling for a fight. Right? This is not about a pipeline anymore. This is about Earth justice and fossil fuels and all kinds of I call it Black Lives Matter, and I see they came out over the weekend to offer their full support, which didn't surprise me one bit because they're intertwined, and see that happening. How does it end in your mind? I can't envision how it ends. How do you see this ending?
Well, hopefully at some point there's going to be a decision, and then based on that decision, there will be a peaceful ending where people will agree or disagree with the decision, but hopefully they all go home and we can get back to our lives the way they were before this all kicked off.
So the decision that we're expecting sometime later this week in a courtroom, comes out and says, okay, you can continue to proceed. You think at that point people say, okay, we lost, we leave? Or do you to me, they would dig in their heels.
I'm not sure. You know, it's hard to say. I you know, like I said, this each day we're dealing with different challenges in it, and I don't even want to speculate on how it'll play out. It's uncertain at this time.
Last question I want to ask you is about this, what the sheriff called a riot over the weekend. You've called it a violent. Do we have enough intel to get to the bottom of what exactly did happen? Will there be arrests after an investigation?
There's an investigation. We're gathering intel. I don't want to speak as to the means we gather that intel, but I would offer that we're looking at the intel that's gathered to see if we can pull warrants and make arrests. There's enough social media out there, and I'm sure you've seen some of it, to where you can see people crossing the fence line onto private property and engaging with security workers.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, well, a difficult, challenging situation. We know that you got folks working overtime, long hours, and taken away from other beats as well. So, as I said to the sheriff, I'll say to you, Colonel, that we remain very hopeful that this is there's a peaceful resolution to this, and keep your crew and all law enforcement in our thoughts and prayers. So thanks for the good work.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I appreciate the support.
Colonel Mike Gerhart of the Superintendent of the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today on What's On Your Mind. You got the very latest on this, folks. Fred, Dennis, Janice, we'll get to you when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Let there be light in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why were those people not arrested immediately upon arrival of the officers? I mean, they were trespassing. That's enough to get anybody else arrested. They're blocking highway. That's enough to get anybody else arrested. They were damaging equipment. That's enough to get anyone else arrested. Why were these people not arrested immediately upon arrival of the officers?
Well, some were, but not all. So it's a fair question on everybody involved, because if you see somebody on land that is not theirs, they're trespassing, boom, in jail, without question. Some of this has been resources. Just how do you have the resources to do that? If up to me, I'd get paddy wagons down there and load every one of them up, put them in jail. They're breaking the law. But I empathize with what they're trying to do here. Mind you, some of these folks are spawning for a fight. They want the National Guard there so they can provoke a fight for them, just like they did this weekend, provoking a fight with the private security forces. Part of the game. So it is not as easy as it sounds, but I share the frustration. Jamie says the North Dakota state government and law enforcement are afraid to do what needs to be done because they're terrified of being labeled racist and bigots by Native Americans and their leftist supporters. Know what it is? Josh says, I've seen quite a few comments on social media lately on the protests. Lots of people jumping on the wagon of, oh, we don't want a pipeline. We need new energy sources. So before the protest, did some of these people even know we had a huge pipeline going in to alleviate truck traffic, rail traffic, more safely transport natural resources? Do they realize it crosses the river up north as well? Yeah, do they realize this is on an energy corridor? Their natural gas pipeline, as the sheriff told us earlier. Power lines and others where environmental impact statements have been done. That's why this charge this weekend of, oh, we found some artifacts, therefore an emergency order has been filed. Seriously, that work has been done months and years ago. You know, they just invent this stuff whole cloth to try and shut down these projects. It's really amazing. Another emailer says, tell me about those $32 an hour jobs again you were talking about the other day. That's right, Polar Service Center. If you're a trader technician, you can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, weld, fabricate, do the visual inspections. You're certified to do tank inspections up to $32 an hour. They do on-the-job training, too. Some really good professionals that have been around the business for decades do on-the-job training. Your vendors come in, give classes. Guys that are younger coming to the field out of tech school, trained as they go along. Looking for those positions to be filled, the technicians' positions, wash rack attendant in the keel to your location, no experience necessary, they train you. Sales positions statewide. Interested in any of those? Polar Service Center. Great benefits, by the way. Looking for 3 mechanics, technicians in Kildare, 4 in Williston. A lot of work right now. Also looking for, as I mentioned, a salesman. Goes out and visits customers on a daily basis. Sell parts. Talk about service. Mileage allowance, car allowance, base, plus commissions. If you're interested in any of these jobs, call Gary. He's waiting for your call right now. Polar Service Center. 701-495-3592. He'll get you in the queue and get you lined up for an interview quick. 701-495-3592. Gary, tell him Scott sent you. Fred and Wayne, tell me what is on your mind about today's program.
Well, good morning, Scott. Keep up the good work. I listened to some of the stations. I had to turn to the 6 o'clock news, which I don't usually ever watch. And the ABC affiliate, the CBS affiliate, the NBC affiliate here, it seems like all their people are looking to give a one-sided story. Then last night, about 9 o'clock, Clyde Lewis comes on KFYR. He's listening to one side of the story. He said that they said that the pipeline was on Indian land, which it's not. There was teepee rings up there, which are all over the United States. All the graveyards have been in the your remain stuff has been done years and years ago, like you just got done saying. All this stuff was one-sided on Clyde Lewis's show. And usually he's a pretty straight-shooting guy, but he was only getting it from one side.
Yeah, and of course, if you're going to social media, you can get that. I could have done that this weekend. They had a picture of a little child that had been bitten, and lo and behold, somebody found the same photo of a child bitten like 3 years earlier and put it side by side. Only thing different, they put Standing Rock 2016 on it. So this is the kind of stuff. I mean, if you want to just be a lemming and just kind of follow like a robot, yeah, you can buy into this stuff. But it doesn't take long to get both sides of the story and understand where the truth lies.
Well, I heard one lie after another on Clyde Lewis last night, and they had the Indian people right on there, guys from Standing Rock, a guy from South Dakota. They're all in there telling how this is going to destroy their land and how they were in on the process, not in on the process before, and all this stuff, and it was just one-sided, and it was terrible. And I heard some guys call into your show last week and say, oh, just be quiet about it, Scott, then it'll go away. Somebody's got to speak the truth, and it looks like your show is about the only one doing it right now, and I'm going to have hats off to you on it.
Well, I appreciate that. And we are going to, I mean, it's difficult because some people think it is giving them attention, which obviously it is. But when they're citing us, the chairman of Standing Rock citing us, obviously the facts are a pesky problem for them right now. So we're going to continue to do that without question. Fred, out of time, but I appreciate your call and your passion on the issue. We'll see you tomorrow, my friends. Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll find out where the feds are in this mess. We're like a sanctuary city down there, for crying out loud, tomorrow.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real. It's personal. It's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you. See where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.